got Joe Murphy here, captain of the Mount Gravatt Vultures. We're going to have a bit of a chat ahead, of course, of the upcoming QAFL representative game against the WAAFL. The squad has just been announced and we've had our first training session. So thanks for having a chat with us, Joe.
No worries.
So what was it like to get out there and train with some unfamiliar faces?
Oh, it's good fun, mate. I mean, I guess that's the benefit of these sort of things, is that you get to train with guys that you're usually playing against. They're all quality players, so the standard of training is really high and the standard of coaching is really high. So it's good fun. I enjoy myself.
Yeah, you mentioned the coaching. What's it like to have a coach like Wayne Britton, obviously a former coach of Carlton and a very experienced Queensland coaching head?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's always good to sort of, AFL Queensland have done well to sort of, to get an ex-AFL coach to coach the Quaffle side. So, I mean, the fact that he's a Queenslander is an added bonus too. So, no, it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to hopefully learning a few things off him.
Yeah, listening into some of the talks that he's given, it seems like there's a real pride in Queensland footy there, and it's something that he's hoping to show to the rest of Australia that these Queenslanders can really play and play their own style of footy as well.
Yeah, certainly. It's definitely something sort of that was mentioned straight off the bat at training the other night, and I think it's probably something that he'll be looking for in terms of the output when the game does start. So, I mean, something that Wayne's obviously really passionate about, and hopefully that can translate onto the players too.
So it's obviously these days it's all about team and team performance and what you can do for your teammates, and that stuff's obviously always great to hear, but it's nice to get a bit of an individual nod to say that you're playing your footy well and you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is nice. It's one of those things that sort of doesn't really feel like comfortably with me, the individual sort of stuff. So, I mean, there's plenty of guys from our team who could have been selected as well. So, but you got to take it when it comes, and it's a huge honour and something that hopefully I can, do the selection justice.
Yeah, and it is. There are a lot of great players around the league. So, I mean, to be selected in that squad is a pretty good achievement, and no doubt a memory that you might have for a while.
Yeah, for sure. That's it. I mean, there's only one game a year, and there are so many good players in the comp. And I guess when the opportunity comes, you've got to make the most of it, because you're not sure. Sometimes life and footy doesn't work out as easily than the next year or whatever, so you can't really plan for these sort of things. So when they do come around, it's good to sort of embrace it.
So was there anyone out on the training track that you particularly enjoyed having a run with?
No, oh, that's a good question, mate. I mean, like, to be honest, there was like quite a few guys I had to go around and sort of introduce myself to. So there was a lot of fresh faces, a lot of younger faces, and there's no one in particular. I mean, I knew a few guys, but it's just good to sort of have a whole group and have a whole group of quality footballers on the training paddock. It made the training quite fun, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking to some of the guys, there was a lot of unfamiliar faces out there, and it is a much different squad to what it was last year as well.
Yeah, well, I guess it is a different situation where you come in and trying to create a team environment from a group of random teams with only four training sessions. So it's a different situation to club footy, but I mean, everyone there is really talented and really competitive, and they all seem to be good blokes, and everyone's sort of getting around and introducing themselves every night. So I think by the end of it, all should come together quite well.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and all the best with squad selections and all that type of thing as we get closer to the actual game.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay, so we've just been talking with Joe Murphy. Now we're lucky enough to have Nathan Quick with us from the Broadbeach Cats. How's it going, Nathan?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Sean. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to have a quick chat. Look,
no worries.
Why don't we launch right into it? What's it like to be representing the QAFL and to have that nod?
It's obviously an honour to be chosen in the squad of 40, and I guess to be coached by Wayne Britton and the assistant coaches, Brad Morgan, and those sort of guys. It's really good to have a different perspective on the game from what you're used to, and guys that obviously really understand the game and are very passionate about it and there's a lot of experience. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy, and yeah, obviously training with guys that you don't normally get to train with and are all outstanding players is it's pretty exciting.
And what did you make of Wayne Britton? Obviously, he's a former Carlton coach in the AFL with a lot of experience. What was it like sitting there in the rooms as he made his address before you went out to train?
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. So the biggest thing I got from him was how passionate he is about footy, and he's not just coaching just to coach the state team and see how we go. He really wants to win, and I think he's going to impart that passion and that will to win on the players, and I think he's a coach that you'd really want to play for, and obviously has really good experience and really good knowledge of the game as well.
So Nathan, it's getting closer, I guess, towards the match. What are you expecting from the WAFL?
I obviously didn't play in the game last year, so I'm not 100% sure, but I would imagine their game style would be quite similar to us. I think being quite a hot place like footy and generally dry games, I would imagine they'll be really quick and skillful. I think obviously the standard of footy over there is really good as well. So there'll be a lot of talent. So it'll be tough, that's for sure.
And what was it like training with some of these unfamiliar faces? Was there anyone in particular that you enjoyed having a kick with?
I've been lucky enough to be part of a couple of squads and play the state game a few years ago. So I know a few of them. Like Steve Britton I've played with before, and Joe Murphy as well, I think, as well. But there was a couple of young guys. Davey Lewis from Western Magpies stood out. He's really vocal. And then a couple of the guys from Morningside who I don't know too well, but they stood out as well with their skills. But yeah, it's when you get to those sort of training sessions, everyone's pretty up and about and it zips around. So yeah, it's good.
And I guess it must be nice to be on the same team as some of those guys for once, instead of having to do battle with them when they're wearing the opposition jersey.
Yeah, for sure. So you spend. When you play against those teams, you spend a lot of time trying to shut them down, and now you're on the opposite end trying to make them stand out for your team. So, yeah, I'd definitely rather be playing with them than against them.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Nathan, and all the best as the selection process continues and we get even closer to the representative game against the Western Australian Amateur League.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me on.